When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the debrief. We are live on the Blood Red YouTube channel after Liverpool's pre-season win over Leicester City. A very, very convincing 4-0 victory. Tackers were on absolute fire again, obviously. Two clean sheets in both halves, well, particularly a clean sheet, but one in both halves with different defences. I'm your host for today, Patrick Smith, and I'm joined by Liverpool.com writer Ben Bokshak. Ben, how's things?
Yeah, all good. I mean, you can't complain after that result. Nice start to the morning, I'm sure, for everyone.
Yeah, great start to the morning. We will break down both halves, because obviously, as I said at the top, it's two different sides, so we'll break them down individually. But generally, Ben, what's your initial reaction to that one? Because it was a very convincing win for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think my initial reaction is everyone played well, which is unusual, I think, in a pre-season game. You can't really draw any negative performances from that game. And obviously the highlight for me just watching the game is probably the fact that two youngsters scored. So that's quite good as well. Bobby Clark and Ben Doak.
Yeah, I mean, really, really excited to see those two youngsters coming through, isn't it? I mean, let's start then, shall we, with the first half. We'll move on to Bobby Clark in a moment, but I think we've got to start with Darwin Núñez, haven't we? I mean, he's on absolute fire in pre-season. I know it is only pre-season, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but he's in great goal-scoring form, Ben, isn't he? I mean, he's only played in 45-minute chunks. I think he's got 4 goals in those matches, and, you know, really, really impressive start from him, isn't it?
I think 5 goal contributions in total. 45 minutes only, which is really impressive. I know people have said, well, we scored 4 in one game in one pre-season game against Leipzig last season. But I think he's really showing it with the quality of his goals, the quality of his finishes, that he's becoming a much better player for Liverpool. And I think overall, I've been really impressed by him this season. He looks more confident. His overall play has been better as well. His pressing, the way he's being involved in the link-up play, is becoming more of a poacher, you know, just... Yeah. Finding himself in the box more. And I think overall, I think he's being a more complete forward, the type of forward that we saw him at Benfica.
I mean, it's sort of that 3-2-5 formation they've started playing now. Massively helps Núñez off the ball, I think. I mean, I can't retweet it. I think it's one of our colleagues that he's got more time, less space to cover now and more time, you know, to focus on his attacking. And he seems a lot more composed, doesn't he, this season? I mean, you know, he's making more natural movements. He's not as, you know, desperate to score as he was at times last season, that it looked like, you know, he's sort of running like a running like a mad thing, desperate for that goal. But it seems a lot more composed, a lot more calm on the ball. The goals are coming, and hopefully he can carry that on into pre-season. But I mean, just with that, Ben, also there's so many attackers Liverpool have got. They're all in great form, to be fair, you know, playing relatively well in pre-season. Do you think Núñez will definitely be the main striker for Liverpool this season? Because obviously Cody Gakpo was there for the large parts of last season. Diogo Jota often plays down the middle. Do you think Núñez will be that main number 9 this season?
I think so. I mean, I think just given the amount of money Liverpool paid for him and given his form in pre-season. So right now, if you were to ask me, who do I start against Chelsea, it will probably be him, just because you want to start the most informed striker, and he is the most informed striker. And I think, especially in big games, when the opposition is likely to have a higher line, having someone like Núñez running in behind it is ideal. So I think for these big games, definitely Núñez. Maybe for the lesser games, someone like Gakpo, who will drop in and who will involve himself more in the build-up play, could be useful. And obviously, let's not forget Diogo Jota, who also scored today. And, you know, he's been very good as well. So I think it's a nice headache to have for Jurgen Klopp. And I think it will just depend on a game-by-game basis who's the most fit, who's the most appropriate for the match.
Yeah, I mean, we'll touch on Gakpo later, because as you say there, the positions he dropped into today, I'd like to see him maybe playing as a midfielder. But yeah, of course, let's talk about Diogo Jota as well, Ben. You gently touched on it there. Great goal-scoring form, much like Núñez in pre-season. And you actually kind of forget how much Liverpool missed him, don't you? Because he was out for basically all of our season. I think it was 6 months or so with his injury. Basically, the whole season was gone. again, our listeners hate this, but it's going to feel like a new signing, isn't it? I've said that probably four times, but you know, he is going to feel like a new signing this season, isn't he?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? But I think he, you know, people talk about Alexander-Arnold and Curtis Jones's influence towards the end of last season, but Jota kind of went unnoticed, his form and how good he was in those last few games of the season. I think overall, I looked up the stats and he actually averaged more goal contributions than Mohamed Salah for Liverpool last season, which is pretty remarkable because that's the first time since Salah has arrived at Liverpool that's been done. It was only a very marginal difference. I think it was 0.01 per 90 minutes difference in Jota's favour, but still impressive. And I think he got about 8 goal contributions in his last 9 games of the season. He's definitely going to be a huge boost for Liverpool as well. I think it's going to be key to keep him fit and make sure, you know, he doesn't have his injury problems.
Yeah, of course. I mean, really hoping he can stay fit this season because, you know, it's typical Jota that to fly under the radar, isn't it? And then suddenly have 25 goal contributions when you thought, oh, he's not really playing that well, you've not really noticed him. You know, that's the way he goes about it. And of course, Mohamed Salah, as well, you mentioned there, you know, class again, as ever. We don't need to wax lyrical about him as much, do we? We know what he's going to bring to the table. That's the attack then. So, yeah, the attacker pretty much on fire for the first half attack, that was. Let's talk about the midfield, shall we? Because that's where it gets pretty interesting. So Curtis Jones, I mean, he's the talk of the game today, isn't he, with his position, the number 6 role. He played there for the England 21s. He was sort of filling in there today. But do you think, Ben, they could actually use him there this season? Because it worked pretty well today. He's sort of more like a quarterback than the lighthouse Fabinho, I'd say.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think if we're starting Chelsea tomorrow, I'd start with him and Alexander-Arnold. I just think, having watched Alexander-Arnold against lesser opposition as well, I wasn't that convinced in the number 6 position. But Jones, I was more impressed by. He really dictated and dominated the game. And I've watched a lot of him at the under-21 Euros. And I actually wrote an article about him for Liverpool.com saying he could be a wildcard option in this game. And Klopp did decide to use him in the number 6 position. And I think I posted some stats about his numbers. He made the most passes for Liverpool, had the most touches, and won two out of his 3 tackles, which is pretty impressive. That was the most amount of tackles in the first half for Liverpool that any player made on the pitch. So, yeah, I was impressed by him. I think he controlled the midfield really well. And I think if the likelihood is that we're not going to have a holding midfielder by that Chelsea game, or even if there is a holding midfielder, are they going to be ready for that Chelsea game? The likelihood is probably not. So I would go with Jones. I think at the moment, I was impressed by him. I like him in that position.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, man. Can you imagine saying this in, you know, January, February, March this year, someone had called you crazy saying, I want to start next season with Curtis Jones as the number 6. But to be fair, he was brilliant. I mean, we know the quality he's got on the ball and he seems a lot more robust. I think he must have been doing some gym work over the summer because he looks a lot stronger. And today, I know it was only pre-season, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but as you say, he had a lot of tackles, a lot of recoveries, looked really solid in there. And of course, the energy he brings worked really well. But also, credit him, you know, complimenting that midfield, Bobby Clark was absolutely superb today, but wasn't he? He's really exciting talent, and we're definitely going to be seeing more of him this season, aren't we?
Yeah, I quite liked him in Liverpool's first game. And then obviously he did really well today. The goal he scored was very well taken, but I like the kind of positions he took up on the pitch as well in those forward areas. He made some good forward runs. I know in the first Liverpool preseason game, all the commentators on LFC TV were comparing him to Harvey Elliott, and I can see those comparisons. Yeah, not just in terms of the way they look quite similar as well, but in terms of the way they play as well, I can see that. And I think for the young players, this is a great opportunity right now to make a mark, you know. And with Liverpool having Europa League football, there's going to be the potential there to play some minutes. And if you do well now, I think definitely Clark put his name down in that Liverpool Europa League squad if he does stay for the rest of the season.
Yeah. He's had a great pre-season, hasn't he? He's played really well, you know, got that deserved goal today. I'm really, you know, glad that he's finally got that Liverpool goal in there. And yeah, really, really hope we see him more this season. A very, very exciting talent. I think the Europa League will probably be his opportunity there. Of course, he got the goal as well. Give the ball to Bobby and he will score. Just a different Bobby this season around, isn't it? And the last midfielder, of course, new signing Alexis McAllister. We've got to talk about him, Ben, haven't we? It's kind of a strange one. It feels like he's been at Liverpool for years, the way he's settled in. It's, you know, absolutely seamless, isn't it? He fits in absolutely perfectly. And I don't think there's going to be any concerns about him not hitting the ground running.
Absolutely, the way he broke the lines today for Liverpool, it was just brilliant to watch. And I think he's exactly the type of player Liverpool needed. Yeah. He's going to be someone who's going to really connect the midfield with the defence and the attack as well. I think he's just the perfect sort of midfield player for Jurgen Klopp. And I think he'll be the key in a lot of games for Liverpool. I can see him being that name on the team sheet. If he's not there, Liverpool fans will start to be worried. We'll start to worry, like, are we going to do as well without him? I think he's just going to be probably one of the first names on the team sheet now.
Yeah, one of the midfielders guaranteed to start, I'd say, in the Chelsea game, the way he's just settled in so quickly. He's going to be massive for Liverpool this season. With the midfield problems they had last season, he is that quick fix for it. And then hopefully, he can have that longevity and lead them on to more trophies, because hopefully that's what they're going to do this season.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
For the defence, though, in the first half, it was basically the first-choice defence with Kelleher in goal. They didn't really have anything to do, did they? Just pretty solid as ever. So, yeah, we'll move on into the team for the second half then. Ben, you are our resident Hungarian, so, of course, we're going to get you to talk about Dominik Szoboszlai. I mean, he did come off just towards the end of the first half, a bit of a precaution after his knock. But how do you think he got on today?
I think, it was a decent performance. Obviously, I think he showed how key he can be from set pieces with the way he created that fourth goal for Liverpool. I saw that so many times for Leipzig and for the Hungarian national team. So it's nice to see that in only his second game for Liverpool to already see that being worked on and being effective as well. In terms of his pressing as well, like McAllister, we talked about how he fitted in seamlessly, Szoboszlai as well. He pressed really well.
Yeah.
One had that opportunity when he won the ball in the halfway line and took a shot and almost scored from the halfway line, which is really impressive.
It's a great save, to be fair, wasn't it?
It would have been great if it went in. I think overall, he just, like McAllister, fitted in seamlessly. It was a promising performance, and he showed the threat he can be from set pieces, which I think is going to be key for Liverpool moving forward. And I think Robertson definitely has a competition on that left side.
No, he does, doesn't he? I mean, as you say, off the ball, I thought he was brilliant today. Got stuck in, he gets the Gagan pressing, he's going to be moving, being an easy, quick fix like McAllister. I don't think there's any concern about him adjusting to playing in the Liverpool side. But on the set pieces, Ben, do you think he will take over from, definitely Robertson on the left? I think he'll probably take over. Could he take over the free kicks as well? Because we saw that one in training, obviously, that he hit an absolute thunderbolt of a strike. Are we expecting him to come in and probably become Liverpool's main set piece taker?
I think it's difficult because he is world-class when it comes to set pieces and free kicks in particular, but so is Trent Alexander-Arnold. So I think it would just depend on the angle, because they have different sort of techniques in terms of how they take the free kicks. So it just depends which angle suits which one of them better. For me, that's how it will be. Or, maybe they'll have a toy cost or something like that. But I think it's a win-win situation for Liverpool, because now if both of them are on the pitch and they both line up for a free kick, the goalkeeper has no idea what to expect, because it could be either of them. I think last season you saw the likes of Jordan Henderson and maybe Mohamed Salah standing next to the ball, and it was pretty obvious it was going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold taking it, but now that's not going to be the case.
I mean, so we're talking through the midfielders then. Who would you start then ahead of Chelsea? I know there's another friendly to come before then, but opening weekend of the Premier League, Chelsea away, who do you reckon you'd start in your midfield three?
I think it will have to be Jones, McAllister and Szoboszlai. I think that's probably Liverpool's strongest midfield at the moment. It's a big risk playing the two new signings, but the way they fitted in, I think they've done well. And obviously, the number six position will probably turn into a double pivot with Trent Alexander-Arnold dropping alongside Curtis Jones, like we saw today. So, I think that's probably how I would put out the midfield against Chelsea.
That's going to be really exciting to see. I think he probably will go with that. I really hope it is the case, because that's going to be such an exciting watch with that very, very attack-minded midfield. Like Curtis Jones, we say, did very well in the number six. Hopefully Szoboszlai can, keep on that good form, and maybe that knock won't be too much of a problem. We'll see lots of him, as the season starts. Cody Gakpo up next then, Ben. I mean, dropped into midfield positions today, albeit, starting in an attacking role. Do you think he could actually play in a midfield role? Because, we've seen him dropping back in there. We've talked about the form of the other attackers. Minutes are going to be very competitive in that forward line. Do you think Gakpo could, maybe move backwards in the team?
I think so. I think it's an interesting option to have, because he does contribute so well defensively as well. He drops back, and I think his off the ball movement and work rate is quite underrated, very similar to obviously Roberto Firmino, who has since departed. But I think for me, the only way I could see him doing that in big Premier League games is if we have a proper ball winner, holding midfielder, sort of, you know, providing a bit more protection, because as much as he drops back, he is a forward player, and he does have times when he'll push forward, and then you leave, if it's Curtis Jones in the number six position, very exposed or by himself. So yeah, I think it'll just depend on the opposition, who we're playing, but I think it's definitely an option for Liverpool to break down more sort of rigid defences who will play with a deep line. And I think in that sense, he could be a good option.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make. When they're playing against low blocks, which we do see quite often against Liverpool, I think, you know, chucking Gakpo in the midfield could, you know, definitely be a good thing, especially if you've got a Szoboszlai alongside him to unlock the defences. But yeah, you're hinting that they need a number six. A certain Mr. Lavia wouldn't go amiss with he sorting out that position, so they can play, you know, midfielders, well, Gakpo midfield, basically. Let's move on to Ben Doak. Very, very exciting talent, isn't he? Just love watching him once again today. Takes players inside, outside. He's a real throwback of a winger, isn't he? And of course, he got his goal, Ben. An unexpected header from Szoboszlai's corner, you know, well worked set piece. But he played well again, Doak, didn't he? I think there's no doubt now that he's going to be involved if he doesn't go on loan in Liverpool season. Definitely, you know, I think Europa League will be his main chance for minutes, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the fans probably made the most amount of noise when he was on the ball. That's how it came to me from the TV anyway. Every time he was on the ball and he did his skills on the Liverpool's right wing, the fans got excited. They were cheering, and he definitely got them off the edge of their seats. And that's the type of player he is. And it was fun and exciting to watch him play. And yeah, it was a very surprise headed goal, because he was probably one of the shortest players on the pitch, but you know, took his chance well, and it was a great finish. And I think overall, you know, he is definitely feels more like a senior player rather than a youngster. It doesn't feel like we're talking about someone coming up from the academy, because we've seen him play in the Premier League, we've seen him play in Liverpool's first team quite a lot. It feels like he's just going to be slotting into that Mohamed Salah backup role. And I wouldn't even, you know, worry about, you know, maybe bringing him on in the Premier League for the last 20 minutes. I mean, I know Salah won't be pleased about that, because he'll want to play every minute. But I think based on what he has shown in pre-season and even before that, he's shown enough now that he can be a regular first-team player for Liverpool.
No, absolutely. I think they'll definitely be using him, you know, probably more in games where they're winning and they bring him on for the last 10 or 20. But actually, if they're chasing a goal, you know, there's worse players you can bring on. Someone who's direct, will get to the byline, will just makes things happen. You know, he's really, really exciting to watch. And yeah, he's definitely going to play a part for Liverpool this season. Let's round off then, shall we, with the defence. I was quite critical of them on the last debrief after the Greuther Fürth friendly, because, you know, the second half defence were terrible. They played again today and kept a clean sheet. Granted, I think Leicester didn't pose any threats at all. But it's promising to see, you know, I'm going to call it effectively two clean sheets today, Ben, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I really want to like highlight Kwanzaa's performance, because I think even against Greuther Fürth, he did okay. Like he wasn't the player making the mistakes. It was the more senior players making the mistakes. Yeah. And again today, if it wasn't for Kwanzaa, it might not have been a clean sheet. He made a brilliant block towards the end of the game when Leicester went clean through on goal. And I think he's
great block from him, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking really comfortable on the ball. He just seems like a typical Jurgen Klopp defender. And, you know, he's really tall, really strong as well. And yeah, like I said, really comfortable on the ball. I think he completed 36 of his 37 attempted passes. It just looks, he looks like a prospect. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because this is only pre-season. And, you know, he probably needs a bit more time. He's only played at League One level in his senior career, at least anyway. Maybe a loan is the next best step for him, but I've been impressed by him. I think he's done really well.
No, I agree. It's the chance to sign the young players, and I mean, you know, this preseason is that opportunity for them. And the youngsters have been so impressed. I mean, Ben Doak, as we say, doesn't feel like a young player anymore. Bobby Clark was brilliant again today. He's had a great preseason. Quanta has looked really solid. And Connor Bradley's, I'm a huge fan of, but it looks like he's probably going to go on loan because he hasn't joined up. It's got, but yeah, exciting times for Liverpool. Anyway, they're in great form. The attack, especially, are on absolute fire. Let's hope they can carry that on into the friendly with Bayern Munich. And then the last game is at Preston. I can't remember who they're playing, but what's the team they're playing? Is it Strasbourg or something? No, Strasbourg. Darmstadt, was it? They're playing in Preston?
Yes, Darmstadt.
So Bayern Munich, Darmstadt. And then, of course, the Premier League starts. It's coming ever closer. Liverpool are in great form. Anyway, then we'll wrap up the debrief there. Thank you for watching along, everyone. Make sure you subscribe to us here on the Blood Red YouTube channel. We bring you loads of daily content on podcasts and transfer news. And, of course, our daily weekday show at 10 a.m. for all the latest news and transfer rumours. So make sure you don't miss those ones. And, of course, make sure you're up to date with the Liverpool Echo site and Liverpool.com for all the articles and news from our brilliant writers like Ben. But for now, thank you very much for joining us on The Debrief. We'll catch you all again soon.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.